Love a potato. National Potato Day. Now, do you agree with me? Maybe the potato is the best vegetable. Joining me is food technologist Emma White to talk spuds. Hi, Emma.
Hi, how are you, Emma?
I am hungry. All that talk of boil and mash them, put them in a stew, however you serve them. I've even had a cheesecake that was made with mashed potato, and it was absolutely delicious. How popular is the potato in Aussie households?
Yeah, nine out of ten of us, or 4 out of 5 households, have buy potatoes annually, and I think we all grow up with a potato, and it's just one of those staples that are easily accessible in the supermarket as well as obviously in your house.
And do we grow many potatoes in Australia?
Yeah, we do. We definitely do. We do two-fifths of all vegetable production is our potato production, so it's quite big. Not so much in the hotter climates, but definitely down south, so in your Melbourne, Victoria regions and Tasmania are big producers of potato.
I'm thinking of a place, it's near Griffith, I want to say Hilston. If anybody knows, 0467 922 666, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Hilston is very famous for potatoes. How many varieties of potatoes are there?
Yeah, there's over 5,000 different varieties of potatoes worldwide. But the interesting fact is, like here in the mainland of Australia, so yeah, Victoria, South Australia, and New South Wales, in those regions, we just call them white, red, and brown brush potatoes. But we're down in Tasmania, because all of their production of potatoes stays within the Tasmanian environment. You can't bring potatoes in off the mainland. They actually specifically say the variety of potato, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that, because I remember being down there and from memory they make a big fuss about, is it the Dutch cream or something? There's a specific one that they're really proud of.
Yeah, there's so many different ones, like Pink Eye. They've got Nicola, which are really good for like potato salads. So yeah, depending on the type of potato, because potatoes vary in so many different ways, works in different applications. But overall, potato is just a really good product just to have as a staple, because it's good on it's good to fill your stomach up, so therefore your appetite's suppressed a little bit. And also, yeah, you can mash it, you can fry it, you can bake it. There's so many different ways of using potato.
I do remember hearing that the potato was meant to be introduced into Europe in order to feed the masses, and it wasn't gaining any traction or popularity. And then, I don't know if you've heard this story, but I think it was King Louis, let's just say the 14th, but I can't remember exactly which one, who popularized the flowers that grow on potato plants. I don't know if you know that story, and I'll probably look it up for accuracy later. But it was introduced as an idea to feed the masses. And, of course, in Ireland you had the potato famine, etc. Would you say that potatoes are that staple around the world still, or is it specific pockets around the world that only eat potatoes?
Well, I think in Australia we definitely we've been growing up with potatoes. I'm not too sure about the Asian countries, but yeah, in Europe I think we're all very similar to the Europeans as well. And I think when you grow up with something like the Irish famine and so forth, it's inherited within those environments. I think it's a cooler climate type product, because yeah, it's quite warm and filling when you consume it. But then we've also made it into like potato cakes, fish and chips, which are quite consumed within the summer environments when you're down at the beach.
I mean, you're making me super hungry. I know that with people going toward a low-carb diet in some instances, potatoes can be sort of seen as a guilty pleasure. I don't know if I agree with that. Are potatoes healthy for us?
Yeah, I mean, as I stated before, it keeps you fuller for longer. So the whole, you know, carbohydrates, it's the starch, it's the fiber, it's everything that's encased in within that potato. I think it comes down to the way you cook it. So like if you're doing a mashed potato and you're putting mass amounts of lard in there and you know, double cream and stuff, yeah, it's not going to be overly healthy for you. But you know, if you change it up with putting some olive oil or some, you know, like a monounsaturated oil with you know, garlic or so forth, it's actually an alternative to a lighter version of the traditional mashed potato. And I think, we just got to be mindful of how we use it. I think the air fryer has also been very good for chip comebacks in the house, like, because then you can actually not have to have a fryer within your house that smells like oil, and it actually cooks them up just as good as a deep fryer, if not better, because of the healthier nature of it, not dipping it fully into oil.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. Potatoes done in the air fryer are sensational. I'm a big air fryer fan. I'm a big potato fan. Emma, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about potatoes for National Potato Day.
Thank you for having me, Emma.
That was food technologist Emma White there, talking spuds, talking potatoes. What's your favourite way to have a potato? Or I have to say, duck fat potato, fantastic. Potato gratin. I'm just making myself hungry here.